Tuesday to everybody. Bay Ragney here, Toto Jim Radio Rocks. And I am here. It's early, but I'm here. And you're here. We're all here. So let's do a lot of rock and roll. We got all types of new stuff. We got some classic stuff. Got stuff to talk about. We got a new Letters from the Fire, new Tremonte, new from Seven Dust. Really cool tune. What else we got? New from Dokken, new from Striper. What else new do we got? Letters from the Fire. I think I said that. Who else? Oh, I know who else. Let's just get into it. Let's just start the show with brand spanking new. Ghost. Here it is. Rats.
Yes. broken hearted.
It's my life, it's now or never. I ain't gonna live for addictions. Why won't you let me out? I need a way to separate it, but I promise you that I'll make sure you never forget me. Now that you want it, now that you need it, I'm too far gone. You're trying to play me, but I'm not breaking. I'm telling. And so twisted that it's freaking me out. Distant eyes, it's no surprise you can't do anything now. I need a way to separate it, but I'm telling.
Bay Ragney here, and that was the latest from Godsmack and Bulletproof, which I said last week. If you have to check out the video, make sure you go on YouTube, just look it up. There's a director's cut edition of that video. It's like 10 minutes long, but it's good. It's worth watching it for 10 minutes. It's got a lot of funny stuff in there, so check it out. Before that, Letters from the Fire, band actually who we've had on Total Legion Radio about a year ago, year and a half ago, for their last album. And they went through some changes. They got rid of their last singer on the last album, who I forget her name offhand, but I thought was a great fit. Thought she sounded good, looked great, but I don't know what goes on behind the scenes all the time. So they announced about 6 months ago they got a new singer, and this is the debut single off the new album. This tune was called Comfort Me. New video came out, and the new singer is Nina Bergman, which. She's actually, she's involved in all types of stuff beside music, like an actress and stuff like that. So check her out. Cool tune, cool video. They really, like, show off Nina a lot. So check her out. Yeah, give them a check. You know, good peeps. And they're Totally Driven. So there you go, Letters from the Fire. Before that, more Totally Driven peeps. Tremonti, the ladies from Tremonti. New video for that one as well. It's called Take You With Me. Before that, a band called Fever 333, and if I'm not mistaken, I think they're from like the LA area. I've been hearing this tune a lot on Octane on the Satellite Network, and I just dig it. I think it's a cool tune. Kind of reminds me of like a Linkin Park, Hollywood Undead type. That tune's called Made in America. So check them out. Throw them a little shout. Tell them Total Dreams, give them some love if you could. Before that, Seven Dust, the new album's getting ready to come out. This was actually the second single off the album. The first one is Dirty, which is still in heavy rotation on a lot of stations. But this one, they put the video in out for this one last week, I think it was. And it's called Not Original. And I thought it was like a totally different direction for Seven Dust. You know, usually they're much heavier. And this kind of also reminded me of Jonathan Davis from Korn's single, What It Is. So it's more like... more, you know, keyboard oriented, more just commercial sounding. But I really dig it. I thought those are awesome songs. So check that out as well. And we kicked off, before that, the new Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members, Bon Jovi. That's right, they were inducted this past weekend. The ceremony was this past Saturday night out in Cleveland. The one and only, the mighty king of all media, Howard Stern, inducted them, which you can go on YouTube and check out some of the people, taped it, Facebook Live it or whatever. It was like, well, his part was like a good 20-minute induction. Very funny, kind of crude at times, typical Howard fashion. And then the guys got up and, said their words, and then they did three songs. And this was one of them. And it's one of my favorite Bon Jovi songs, actually, from the newer era especially. But one of my all-time favorite Bon Jovi songs, It's My Life. And we kicked off the show with the one and only Ghost, brand new Ghost. Cornucopia is here. He's dancing like a silly man, and a lot of the hardcore Ghost fans are up in arms. They're not happy. They're upset. They're mad. They just, they're not liking the new Cardinal. But let's just focus on the song, because I love the song, and I get a kick out of the new Cardinal, so there you go. So, all right, so there's the first half of the show. Give me 3 minutes of your time. That's all I ask, so I can take a quick commercial break, come back on the flip side, kick off the second half of the show with our good friend Kyoko from Kyoko's Closet. She has this week's Bernie Tourme tune picked out. And we'll come back on the flip side, and we're going to hear some Bernie Tourme. Thanks to Kyoko. And Bernie, too, because we love Bernie. Stay tuned.
I'm Black Man, saving mankind, one stereotype at a time.
To the Black Mobile. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard. Pronto.
Will Black Man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our Wacky Stores page on Facebook.
All right, thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being totally driven. And thank you for bearing with us. You know, we got to pay our bills. Without the paying our bills and having sponsors for these shows, this show don't happen. And neither does any of the other ones on the network. So, but all right, so let's do it. Our good friend Kyoko. Kyoko, who is, Kyoko's kicking ass, bottom line. She's also, which I put up on the website last night, she wrote her first review for us. She's going to start writing some album reviews as well. She did Judas Priest's new Firepower album, which is an amazing album. And Kyoko gives us her in-depth song-by-song breakdown of her thoughts and feelings on each one. So check it out. Go to the website, totallydriven.tv, and just look for it. Judas Priest Firepower review by Kyoko. But Kyoko's one and only true love, Mr. Bernie Tourme. Here he is from Kyoko's Closet, 1985, Keeper of the Flame, from the Blackheart album.
Come on! Fire! That's some carpet.
Everybody Rocks, Bay Ragney here, and Rat Rod there. There you go. Rat Rod, Rat Like Me. Check them out. Philly Boys did a little contest yesterday on Facebook, and they won by default because they were the only ones that participated. And I'm going to say this. I'm really, really disappointed in all you Philly bands out there looking to try to help you guys and promote you. Oh, well. Rat Rod was on the ball, and Rat Rod won. And I don't mind that. At all, because you know what? I saw them twice last week, and they kicked my ass both nights. I saw them open up for Punky Meadows and Frank Domino last Thursday night at the Troc. Went and saw them the next night down in Delaware at Bar 13. Both nights, they kicked fucking ass. Check these guys out. They're a great bunch of guys. They're a killer rock and roll band, and they're from the Philly area. So there you go. Rat Rod. Check them out. RatRod.rocks.com. Before that, the one and only Kiss. From the Lick It album, Lick It Up album with Vinnie Vincent. That tune's called A Million to One. And this past weekend, if you didn't see, Gene Simmons and Vinnie Vincent got together at one of his vault experiences, which is kind of cool. So actually, I'm going to meet Vinnie in a couple weeks. It's going to be interesting. Can't wait. Before that, like I said earlier, Frank Dimino, Punky Meadows, saw them the other night this past Thursday at the Troc. They did the tune I played before, before Kiss, and that was Angel, and that was Wild and Hot, and they played that, and it sounded amazing. The whole show was completely amazing. I was blown away. I'm so happy I went, so happy I stayed for the whole thing. I was actually contemplating leaving because I wasn't feeling good, but I stuck it out, and I'm so fucking glad I did. I really am. If they come to a town near you, see them. You will not be disappointed. Blow away. Awesome freaking show. Before that, Striper with their new single, Lost, off their new album, which comes out Friday, the 20th. Yes. Goddamn Evil. So be ready. It's almost here. Before that, the one and only Twisted Sister and Burn in Hell. That was the updated version they did when they did they redid Stay Hungry and did Still Hungry. And that was off of that one. And Dee Snider, new solo album coming out this summer. So can't wait. Supposed to be more metal. So I'm really looking forward to see or hear what that's going to be like. Before that one, our good friend Jizzy Pearl with High for an Eye. He's got a new album coming out on the Frontiers label, and it's called All You Need Is Soul. So check that out. Before that, brand spanking new Dokken. Actually, it came out about 2 weeks ago. There's a video out for it as well, off of their new album that's coming up. And that tune is called It's Just Another Day. Classic sounding Dokken, isn't it? And we kicked off that block of music with Mr. Bernie Torme from Kyoko's Closet, 1985, Keeper of the Flame. So there you go. There's this week's show. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you rocked out. Hope it helps you get through this first hour of the day of work or wherever you may be. Could be home, work, wherever, whatever you're doing. I just hope that made your hour of the day a little more rocking, a little more special, a little more totally driven, and a little more bay-filled. There you go. So, all right. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks for your support. Thanks for being totally driven. Make sure you go to our website, totallydriven.tv. There you go. How about that? Or totallydrivenTV.com. Check us out. Look for us all over the world of social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Like us, love us, follow us. And most of all, stay driven. Until next time, see ya, everybody.